What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Golf Rewind brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. If you're not getting fit outside, you're not getting fit. Davis Thompson, a first-time winner on the PGA Tour. He won the John Deere Classic at 28 under, which set a tournament record. He is the 24th first-time winner of that tournament. Hayden Springer had the 59 in the first round, finished tied for 7th at 21 under. Brendan Todd was 20 under. Speaking of locals, coming up August 1st through 4th is the U.S. Senior Women's Open Championship at Fox Chapel Golf Club. Joining us is the assistant director of the event, Catherine Corey. And Catherine, we're closing in just a few weeks away now. What could fans expect that go out to see that national championship here in a couple of weeks?
Yes, it is. It's coming up fast. We are so looking forward to being back in the Pittsburgh area with our great relationship with the USGA and a great relationship with the Pittsburgh, and really excited to be back at Fox Chapel. So the championship is, like you said, August 1 through 4, and we're looking forward to welcoming 120 female players ages 50 and older. Some of those notables would be Jill McGill, Annika Sorenstam, Laura Davies, Julie Inkster. So really some of your famous female players who have been around for a long time, they're coming back to compete in this championship.
So a lot of the ones that were at the U.S. Women's Open at Oakmont. So if you watch them there, you might get a chance to see them at Fox Chapel for some of them.
You will, that's right. Yeah, several in the field were there in 2010 when the Women's Open was played at Oakmont. So I know the ladies are very much looking forward to being back in Western Pennsylvania.
What we hear so much and we think of, you know, U.S. Open conditions, what are conditions going to be like at Fox Chapel? What will the course setup be like?
It's going to be tough but fair. It is a true USGA championship where we want all the players to use, you know, as we like to say, every club in their bag. We want to challenge them, but we want to be fair. And I think Fox Chapel sets up as a great golf course for that. We're really looking forward to seeing how it's going to play for this championship.
And I know there's opportunities to volunteer. There are gallery tickets, there's pavilion tickets, and really you could get up close and personal and see some good golf.
You really can. So we do still have volunteer opportunities available, ranging anywhere from working at our admissions and information services in our volunteer program to being a marshal on the golf course. So those opportunities are still open for registration. And then we do, as you mentioned, we have gallery tickets, which are, you know, they run about $16, gains you access to the golf course. We also have our new ticket this year. It's going to be the Pittsburgh Pavilion. So it's an upgraded ticket, about $32, gains you access to a facility out on the golf course that's got food and beverage for purchase, but also has kind of an open-air sports bar feel. You've got a great view of golf out there. So really kind of an elevated experience as a fan. But I do think that one of the coolest things is Not that we don't offer this at any of our other open championships, but you can actually walk the golf course with the players. So we only rope the tees and the greens at the Senior Women's Open. So you can actually walk behind them in the fairway, which just kind of provides that up close and personal, as you mentioned, opportunity. Yeah, very cool opportunity.
And I find with some of the older players that they appreciate the opportunity more, and they're more interactive with fans. Not that the younger players are, but I think there's a lot more interaction than you see with some tournaments.
There's very much more interaction. You have to remember when, this group of players, when they were on the LPGA Tour, you know, they were really out there mixing and mingling with fans and really wanting to have those connections with fans, and they have not lost that spark by any means. So they are one of my favorite group of players. They love to talk with fans, interact with fans, really put on a show, if you will. They are still here to compete for a national championship, and they're here to win. But they understand that fans are what grows this game, and they want to be sure that they keep people coming back. So they love to get up close and personal and interact with fans.
Catherine, thanks so much for your time this morning. You can check it out at championships.usga.org/USSeniorWomen'sOpen.com to find out more information. We'll see you in a couple of weeks, Catherine.
That sounds great. We'll see you soon.
All right, Catherine Corey from the USGA.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Touchdown! Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.